on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
So many of us were shocked over the weekend to hear of the passing of Tony Fitzpatrick. He died of a heart attack. He was only 66. As the headline reads in the Tribune on Rick Kogan's story today, adored Chicago artist, worked in many realms. He did everything, and he did it his way. Thought we'd go back a few years and listen to a conversation we had with our pal Tony right here on WGN. Here it is. Tony Fitzpatrick is a Chicago artist, best known for his multimedia collages, paintings, and drawings. His work, inspired by Chicago street culture, cities he's traveled to, tattoo designs, and more. He's the author of 8 books. He's authored or illustrated 8 books of art and poetry. He's written for the New City newspaper. His art appears in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, and the National Museum of American Art in Washington, D.C. And it's also been on various record albums like the Neville Brothers. Tony, haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm good, man. What's going on?
Well, you're going on. I saw the big mural that you did for the Steppenwolf Theater. And
oh, did you get by there?
Where did I see it? Did I see it on TV or online or something? And it was Tony Fitzpatrick's largest work to date, his first outdoor mural. Yeah. But I wonder why did you say this is the end of a chapter in your career?
Oh no, I mean I was thinking it would be the last one, the last public piece in Chicago. Mm. I'm working on 2 murals in Glen Ellen right now, because I'm having my final museum show. It opens in October, and you know, I'm working on 2 murals for downtown Glen Ellen, which will be just off of Main Street. You know, I attempted higher education at the College of DuPage when I was like 19, and you know what, actually, you know, learned a great deal there. I attended there and I took acting classes and painting and drawing classes. And I was at this juncture where I was like, well, am I going to be an actor or am I going to be an artist? And finally, the guy who, you know, my friend Martha Levy said to me, you know, it's not binary. You don't have to choose one or the other. Do both of them and let one kind of feed the other. And that kind of set my compass right. I just thought, all right, I will, you know, I'll try to live a creative life. I'm, you know, I'm an artist. It's not, you know, some days I go to a film set, some days I go to my studio. So, yeah, I went to College of DuPage and I kind of, you know, righted myself and found a direction to go. So,
well, you've had,
it was important.
You've had many directions. Tony Fitzpatrick has been a radio host, bartender, boxer, construction worker, and also film actor. What are some of the movies that you've been in playing bit parts, Tony?
I've been in, you know, a bunch of movies. I was in Primal Fear and
Silence of the Lambs too, right?
No, I wasn't in Silence of the Lambs. I was doing a play.
Oh.
Buzz was in Silence of the Lambs.
Buzz Kilman, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, my radio partner at the time. He did it.
You guys knew Jonathan Demme pretty well, right?
Really well. He was a dear friend of both of ours. Buzz grew up with him, and I knew him. I met him as my collector in about the mid-80s. And we grew to become very good friends. I introduced him to the woman who he married. And, you know, he was just a remarkably warm, kind, inclusive, and remarkable artist. I mean, he had a stunning vision of what film should be. And I learned a great deal from him. The mural that I made is dedicated to Martha Levy, who we also lost in an eerie irony the same day that Jonathan Demme left us in March of 2017. So,
yeah, she we should say
pretty weird.
Yeah, Martha Levy, yeah, the late former artistic director of the Steppenwolf Theater.
Yeah, the late great. I mean, the one who shepherded Steppenwolf for three decades, and you know, almost every Tony Award they ever won. And they have shelves full of them. They went on her watch, you know. And for her and Jonathan to die the same day, I mean, both of my mentors were immediately gone, you know. And it was, let's just say it was one of the worst days of my life, so...
Yeah, we used to have Tony on our Fox Thing in the Morning show fairly regularly. We had a feature called Art Attack with Tony Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Remember how we got you thrown out of the Art Institute, Tony?
Yeah, you got me thrown out. you know, I kind of got myself thrown out. I almost got you guys thrown off the air. I mean, I remembered, you know, unabashedly not having anything like a filter back then. And, you know, Bob, you know, to your credit, you kind of encourage that. It's like, okay, we need a bull in a china shop. Call Tony. See what he's doing.
Yeah. He did a review that the Art Institute wasn't fond of. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Remember they sent and they tied like a publicist to my tail. So me and Jimmy Weiser and everybody just kept ditching her. And you know, there's one point the guy filmed her literally chasing me down some of the halls of the Art Institute, and we got a very funny bit about it, but then I was invited to not ever come back.
But now you're okay. You're okay coming in there.
Yeah,
again,
no,
right?
No, yeah, I mean you know, I'm in the collection, you know. I was in it then, you know.
I'll miss him, Tony Fitzpatrick. We had that interview a few years back here on WGN. Tony's son, Max, said he put up an honorable fight due to health issues. He never gave up. He can now rest with Studs Terkel, Mike Royko, Nelson Algren, and Lynn Bramer as one of the greatest Chicago storytellers there ever was. He did everything, and he did it his way. Boy, I'll miss him. Tony Fitzpatrick, his memory is a blessing.